This chazar is lechem nishal bachach l'shagam Rabbi Yehuda mesechta yuma daf nun vav. Fact Gemara, how do we know that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to the concept of breira? That's the Gemara just said, the last piece of Gemara, that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold to the concept of breira. How do we know? The Gemara can't be from the Mishnah in which he doesn't allow the oral declaration of truma and meiser on wine in a barrel without the immediate physical removal. Meaning, he doesn't allow you to just leave over some wine in the barrel for when the person's done drinking and say, oh, the whatever's left over, that's the truma and the meiser, which I had spoken about before. Because maybe it's the reason he doesn't hold that is because he doesn't hold a breira. Zuckerberg, that can't be the reason, because the reason he doesn't allow that is based on the concern that the barrel may break and there won't be anything left over. Not because he doesn't hold a breira. Murray answers, we see it from the teaching of Ayoy, who taught that Rabbi Yehuda says that one may not set up two Eruvei Tchumim with the thought that he will decide on Shabbos which one he meant to establish at Bein HaShemashim on Friday night. Clearly, this is because he does not hold the concept of breira. Although we have shown that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a breira, we have shown that he considers writing a sufficient safeguard against mixing things up. If so, why could there only be one stand in the Beis HaMikdash? Why couldn't they just label it and that should take care of mixing it up? What was the problem? After the Gemara, since on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol is in a very weakened state, we're afraid that the writing would not be a sufficient safeguard. And if there were two stands, the blood of the goat and the blood of the pyre may be mixed up. That must be the reason, because even without labeling, it would seem difficult to mix up the blood of the animal since the pyre has so much more blood than the goat, and the bloods are different shades of red. Narvas, it must be that in his weakened state, we're afraid that the Kohen Gadol will not be able to tell the difference even with certain safeguards in place. Mar says that the Chazan, where Ravo davened on Yom Kippur, once said the Avoda in the Musaf of Yom Kippur, and said that the Kohen Gadol would place the goat's blood on the second stand in the Heichel. He would pick up the blood of the par and put down the blood of the goat. Ravo said to him, you're saying something which the Chayra is following two shittas, because saying that there was a second stand follows the Rabbanim, but saying that he had to pick up the blood of the pyre before putting down the blood of the goat would follow Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there was only one stand. Rather, you should say that he puts down first he puts down the blood, and then he takes the other blood, because like the Rabbanon, that there were two stands.